Shalom, beloved brethren. Greetings to you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord for a beautiful day like this. Yesterday, we started a topic which today will be the part two. Let the mind of Christ be in you. We saw how the mind of God was filled in Jesus Christ concerning redemption. In Jesus, we see the fullness of God, and in Jesus, we see the fullness of how God wanted man to be when he created Adam. The mind. What was in the mind of God when he said, be fruitful? The fullness was manifested in Jesus Christ. God wanted man to be selfless, man to be dependent on him. And in Jesus, we could see that attribute. Jesus was selfless. Jesus was highly dependent on God while he was on earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God wanted man to continue to look unto him, feeding on that tree of life, until one day in a twinkle of an eye, man will be changed from mortality to immortality. Today, we are looking at the part two of what we started yesterday. And today, by the grace of God, will be the last for this week. Let's open to the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We saw how Jesus, who was in the form of God while he was on earth, and it was not a robbery for him to say he's equal with God, because of that fullness of the word, the logos in him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The fullness of the mind of God, the attribute of God manifested fully in him. But he emptied that and became and took our sin upon himself and died on the cross, even a shameful death. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just for me and you to test eternal life, to come to eternal life, to test what he also has, also to please God. We are expected, after we are born again, just like Jesus was not automatically filled with the mindset of God when he was full with the Holy Ghost. He needed to learn in obedience. He needed to depend on God. And finally, at the Garden of Gethsemane, He said, let not my will, but your will be done. He surrendered totally to that mindset. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Also, we are expected, as we are born again, gradually, as we are given every day to live on earth, God wants to fill that mind of Christ in us, which is the mind of God, for man to be what he want. God want us not to be filled with the Holy Ghost, but to also be filled with the mind. The mind, while we are born again, the mind is still the mind. The mind need to be renewed. We see that in Romans chapter 12. We have to submit to the leadership and dealership of the Holy Ghost, in order for that mind of Christ be filling us, the mind of selflessness. In verse 2 of this Philippians chapter 2, we could see, let's read that, "Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love." And that love is having the same attribute of this God that is in us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Having the same agape. What is that love? We see that love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where Paul was talking about charity. Charity is not proud. Charity is not selfish. Charity is not does not puff off. Charity is selfless. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And in this place where we are reading, if we continue in that verse 2, being of one accord, of one mind. Verse 3, let nothing be done through strife. Once the mind of Christ is filling us, strife will disappear. Oh, vain glory. There will do things for the glory of God, not for our self exaltation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If we see by now, if we should be sincere, you find out that within us, there are still these things we do, God is doing through us, but we are not careful to give glory to God. Instead, we allow glory to be given unto us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's a very sensitive thing to do. When God uses us through gifts and people are giving thanks, or they are, let's be able to redirect that thanksgiving or appreciation or glory to the one that did the job, because none of us can do anything. Just like Jesus said, without the Father, he can do nothing. Every child of God cannot do anything concerning supernatural except by God. It is God. That's why it's supernatural. It's God in a nature. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. As we continue to grow in the leadership of the Holy Ghost, a time will come, as we are going to be like Jesus Christ, we will esteem each other better than ourselves. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We found out that we are praying for one another. We are looking forward to for each other's progress. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We will be not be happy when we notice that one of us is down. Hallelujah. But in the assembly, where when we are children in Christ, you see, strife is my own, it's not yours. This the way little children do. They want to have everything to themselves. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just you could see when Paul was talking to the saints in Corinth. He said, you are not spiritual, you are carnal. And among them, there was a strife. Some were saying that they are for Apollos. Some said they were for Paul. Some said they are for Jesus. You know, you could say you are for Jesus and also be a sect, like we are better than you people. You people are just crazy. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In where we are reading, verse 4 of Philippians chapter 2, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. As we grow in Christ, being filled with the mind of Christ, looking as we are looking unto Jesus, we will come to a point where we will grow. and we add to our faith, virtue, all these that are needful, the temperance, brotherly love, until we reach the caps, stone, the head. And we cannot grow if Jesus Christ is not our head. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We must walk looking unto Jesus as our head. Among us in the body, no one is better than anyone. There is no first among us. Jesus is already the first. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So all we do is we help one another. We work together. No one can be an island or is expected to be an island. We all need to supply grace to each other. It is in supplying grace to each other that we can grow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In a true church, there should not be competition. All glory and honor must be given unto the one that deserves it, the one that is doing the work. So I pray that the Lord will bless us more and more with his mind to grow, to learn in how he wants us to live. In God, you find that in God he ran upon the just and the unjust. We are expected to love the brothers in the faith, the sisters in the faith, and even those outside. The love of God is not conditional. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are expected to grow to a point where we can love our enemy, we can bless those who curse us. You know, this has to do with growth. You can have the Holy Ghost and yet you are not allowing this to manifest. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And these are the things. It's not about a half knowledge of this, a half knowledge of this. What God wants us to become, having the knowledge of this and that concerning the doctrine and other things is good. The mysteries, but all that God wants to achieve at the end of the day is to have the mind of Christ in us. He wants us to grow to unto perfection, and this that I just said is part of those things that God is looking on when he talks about perfection. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We cannot be perfect if we do not walk after him. He said, walk after me. He was talking to Abraham, and to be in order for him to be perfect. We cannot be perfect if we are not looking unto Jesus. And perfection is simply talking about being selfless, being filled with agape. God bless you richly. Please continue to pray for me. Continue to pray also for all the ministers that have been ministering unto us. Please trust in the Lord. Stand firm in this hour of this perilous moment. Please encourage one another and stand together. The Lord bless you richly. Love you all. Shalom.